It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. You're always trying to help get information out to the public, and you have just initiated a program called Message from the Chief.
Yes, on our website. If folks go to ParsonsPD.com, they will see a message from the chief along with the ability to click on, oh, who the most wanted misdemeanants are in our community, so you can check to see if you have a loved one on there, or maybe a friend, a relative, or maybe your neighbor. We try to keep that up to date. But we also have our press releases. We've got lots of information on our annual report, and all kinds of great stuff is on that website. But, of course, I also put a message out there, and this one just went up recently, and I touch on the topics of one topic that I love to talk about is crime is down. And then we also talk about traffic safety, the public safety fair, and, of course, community pride, something that we hope all Parsonians embrace. But the big one is that crime is down. We saw a drop in our reported crime. We posted the lowest crime rate of actual uniform crime report crime since before 2003. So last year we had 427 violent and property crimes. Those categories are what KBI and the FBI collect nationwide so that they can make comparisons. So when on TV or radio or in the newspapers, you hear crime is up, crime is down, what they are referring to is the crimes of murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, burglary, theft, arson, and vehicle theft. There were drops in arson, aggravated assaults, thefts, burglaries, and rape. Only vehicle theft and Parson increased this past year, and it increased from 12 stolen cars in 2020 to 27 in 2021. So I can report good news. Hopefully this will be a continuing trend, but that is really dependent on trying to make sure that we recruit and retain enough officers to where we are as visible as possible to deter and deflect and make arrests. This past year, patrol was able to make 681 total arrests. That's not traffic tickets or any of that. Those are physical misdemeanor and felony arrests. Of that 681, 177 were felons. So I would say, given our staffing, given the call load, that's a pretty impressive number for a community of 10,000 people.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.